And welcome back inside the cave on this Thursday morning. Pat Hayes, Jeff Bowman with you. And as promised, on the Green Jack guest line, we have this morning Casey Randolph, a wrestling coach over at Clinton High School. And good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Well, Case, it's that time of year. Every time I hear that, it's the Elliott Invitational time brings back a ton of memories. But the 47th annual Dave Elliott Invitational is always a big weekend at Clinton.
Absolutely, it's great to pay tribute to Dave Elliott and also have that home event for our fans, our crowd, and for Lenawee County.
So this is, again, 47. It was a very, very strong tournament, and then it kind of fell out of favor for a little while, and then, the last dozen years or so, it's kind of got back into where a lot of good quality opponents and people that really want to be part of it and have a great meet. And it's nice to see that it's kind of gotten back to be one of the better invitationals in the area.
Well, that's something we wanted to do is keep bringing teams in and build it back up and continue the great tradition of excellence that it's always had. And I think that we'll have that this year. We've had it in the recent years. This is my 10th year at Clinton, and it's gotten better and better, and we love the great competition.
Well, and again, now being your 10th year, you probably have a lot better understanding too with what Dave meant to the community and being a great wrestler there, going on to Olivet, and then coming back and coaching, and his name is synonymous back there, with wrestling, and the sport was great back. Him and Tom Moore were really unbelievable back in the day, to really get that program going. But then to come back and coach and what he's done, do the kids still? Is that something that you guys really kind of? Talk about too when this weekend comes up that how important Dave was to the Clinton and the wrestling program.
Yeah, we talk about we haven't yet, but that's something that we teach the kids, make sure they understand who Dave Elliott is. I think that's important that our kids and community know the history and know who he was. And for me, getting to know several of Dave Elliott's close friends personally, and then really them telling me their, Dave's story from their perspective, there has been awesome to learn, and definitely helps you pay the best tribute you can to him and his legacy. And before every tournament, we always have a thing that was written up about Dave. That way everybody there at the tournament understands who he was and what this tournament is actually for.
Casey, for our listeners out there that may not be familiar with Casey Elliott, with Dave Elliott, tell us a little bit of history about him.
So Dave Elliott, he was hired to coach. He went on to wrestle college, but before he could actually coach in his first match, he died in a tragic accident. And he's a Clinton guy. Real good friends with guys like Al Roberts and Mike Maduke and some of those guys. They were all tight and was a phenomenal wrestler and had a great career here and at Olivet, but unfortunately was taken from us too soon and was never able to actually coach back at Clinton. So he was a hometown guy that was going to come back and coach, but unfortunately, there were other plans.
Yeah, that was a tough week. I was telling Pat before, I was my brother was wrestling there, and I was a manager wrestling around in the cafeteria as the wrestling room back in the day back then. And that was when you're a young kid and your first death experience, when you realize somebody's gone. And that was that one with him with me. My dad would take me out of school when he wrestled for Jerry Klein up at Olivet, and we'd go watch the MIAA meets and stuff up there and follow Dave around. And so it was that was a tough one. He was such a great guy in the community and such a well-liked guy and just a great – he was a character. He was so fun. He used to jump rope in the room, and he would do all these little like Muhammad Ali things and stuff. He was crazy, but Dave was a great guy. And again, it's so awesome that this is still, you know, here for him, because there's a lot of times when things get started in memory of somebody that never make it, you know, as far as this one has. And to be able to keep this around and to keep his name out there is still, it's such a great time. I mean, I remember, you know, after that, for many years, my mom be taking tickets and we'd have a pot of food somewhere, you know, and it'd be from morning to night to be out there at the Dave Elliott when it first started. So those were great memories as a young kid, but it's still so honored that this tradition is still being carried on.
Yeah, I'm glad to be just a small part of that to help continue the tradition. You know, I was not fortunate enough to know Dave myself, but I think it's critical that we continue to honor his memory. And like you said, you know, there's times where tournaments and memorials fade away and people move on from them for various reasons. And to be able to have this for 47 years in a row, there's a lot of people that along the way has made sure that that has continued. And we're grateful for those people.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, again, to this this weekend, how many teams are coming in, Casey?
It's a 16-team individual tournament, so we're excited to have a nice full tournament, and just excited about the level of competition and you see what our kids can do. You know, our kids, you know, competed at a huge tournament, 22-team tournament last week in Salem, and it was all Division I and II teams, and we were able to come away with the tournament victory, and we're looking forward to hopefully wrestling our best at home.
Yeah, that's it's always nice to come back and be able to have a nice big meet at home with some quality competition. And so, you know, this year it's still early. You know, again, you talk about that. You had just the one LCAA meet so far?
Yep, just one.
Okay.
We had a quad over at Columbus Central where we beat Columbus Central and lost to Hudson. And just looking forward to continuing developing our young kids you know, pushing towards postseason.
And it's always, you know, when you talk about this league, again, you know, the one loss already to Hudson, and you've got Dundee still out there, and then, you know, this is probably, when you talk about just conferences and the toughest probably conference in the state, when you got the three teams like Hudson, Dundee, and Clinton all right there in the same conference. There's probably not too many conferences in the state that can say that three-team competition like that anywhere.
No, there's not. And, you know, what a great opportunity we have to be a part of this conference and compete day in and day out in the LCAA and with that level of competition. And, you know, that's exciting. And all it does is iron sharpens iron in that situation. And we're very thankful.
Yeah, I mean, because that's, you know, you talk about that, and every other sport is always, you know, hey, we want to, you know, get the best competition we can. So when it comes to tournament time, we're ready to go. And you know, that's easily done in this league because it doesn't matter where you're at. You're always going to have tough competition that you're going to have to wrestle against.
Absolutely. And, you know, in our non-league schedule, we like to say chase losses. You know, we try to wrestle the best competition that we can always. And we travel all over to do that. And you know, we don't really have to travel very much for our league competition now, over the LCAA, obviously, some pretty close in proximity schools to battle with and some of the best in the state.
Coach, we talked about, you know, Hudson, Clinton, Dundee, great teams, nothing like that around in the state of Michigan. What would you attribute that to? Why is it that Southeast Michigan has such a wealth of good wrestlers, you know, every single year, it seems like?
Coaching, community, culture, the three C's. I mean, I don't think that sometimes we talk enough about the longevity of some programs. You know, Dundee had the same basic coaching staff for over 30 years. And Tim Roberts, now he just stepped away, and two young bucks have taken over being co-head coaches, but their middle school coach has been there between 30 and 35 years. Tim Roberts was either assistant or head coach for like 30-some years. Scooter's Scott Mary's been at Hudson for over 30 years. And I think that, you know, honestly, we're the new kids on the block, really. We've only been here a decade and achieved a tremendous amount of success with Jeff Rowland, myself, George Ames, tons of guys that have helped along the way. But, and, you know, a community and a culture that has bought into what the staffs have been able to do. I mean, there's other great coaches out there, but for whatever reason, you know, in the LCAA, their communities or culture haven't quite bought in as much as those communities we're highlighting here. So that doesn't mean they're not having great coaching, but for whatever reason, the coaching has been able to cultivate the right culture and get the community behind them, get great participation. There's a lot of factors that go into it, and a lot of factors that go into not just getting good, but sustaining that success, which is extremely difficult. So I think that those are some of the attributes that go into that.
Yeah, and that's, you know, one thing about it, too, is that, you know, you look at the fact of, you know, the longevity and stuff and trying to get things going and, you know, trying to build a program. And, you know, you look at a young up-and-coming team like a Madison that's you know, Hall's doing a great job over there getting them going. And I think when you look at not having a void, you know, when you got enough in a lineup where you can go into places and have a full lineup and not give away points, you know, that helps. And that's something that I think Scott's doing over at Madison right now is getting back to that program level back from the 70s to be able to say, you know what, we were a strong wrestling program. Let's get back to that. And I think that's another good sign when you see teams like that are, you know, kind of up and coming again.
Absolutely. It's great to see. Scott Hall's doing a tremendous job over there of rejuvenating that program. I'm not sure how long Scott's been there, but he's been there more than 10 years. And, you know, he's getting the right pieces of the puzzle together. Kids are buying in. It seems from an outside looking in, you know, I can't speak for him, but it's been great to see. Great to see their competition level raise and them compete the way they have. Another, you know, young coach that's building something, I think, is Adrian's coach, Nick Conklin,
yep.
is doing a great job over there as well. But you can't forget, you know, a lot of other guys, you know, like Andy Ford over at Blissfield battling every year. And other guys, too. You know, Tom Snyder over at Addison trying to rebuild that program and get it back to, you know, the heyday when his dad and Coach Sherry coached. And it takes a lot to build a program in any sport. It takes a lot to sustain it. It takes a lot of time, effort, and, you know, it's a very difficult and sometimes, you know, very gratifying and sometimes very thankless
right.
to do.
Well, again, it is a lot of work, as you said, and you know, it's good to see, as Pat said, just this area. It's so fun to have such good quality, you know, wrestling around, and you know, you mentioned not just the three teams in the LCAA, but you know, when you look at what Adrian's been able to do, and you know, you swing in the SEC also with what Bedford and you know, just this area. So it's good to see. But give us a little more before we got to get out of here. Just some times and stuff for this weekend for the Dave Elliott.
So this weekend, wrestling starts Saturday at 9 a.m. You know, everybody always wants to know when the finals are going to be, but in wrestling, it's very difficult to predict. But typically, it's something that we're done with somewhere between 3 and 4:30. We're done with the tournament now these days. So we try to run it as efficient as possible with track wrestling. And so right in that time frame is – you know, that 3 o'clock range, probably about finals. But we're looking forward to a great day. We'll run it on four mats, straight through, no breaks, and try to make it as efficient for fans and everybody involved.
Well, again, Casey, thanks very much for the time. Good luck the rest of this year, and, again, enjoy the Dave Elliott Invitational.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much, Coach Casey Randolph, on the Green Jack guest line here this morning. We'll be back with more of Inside the Cave after we pause for these messages.